The summer show at IU's Lilly Library raises the curtain on well-known authors working outside of their usual beat. Gabriel Swift conceived and curated the show, which gathers forays into visual art made by those better known for their poetry or prose. The materials displayed in literary sketches, authors as artists, are not usually on view at the Rare Books Repository.
With 7.5 million manuscripts, we usually don't have many of them on display.
Becky Cape, head of reference and public services at the Lilly, helped curate the exhibition.
Some of these were very easy to find. Others took a little more kind of digging, or we just happened to know that certain things were here.
Literary Sketches spans the gamut of artistic expertise from Gunther Grass's highly skilled etchings and James Whitcomb Riley's hand-painted advertising signs to less refined renderings.
Some of these people were artists as well as authors. Others had art as a pastime or a way of relieving stress. Others weren't artists at all.
Take, for example, a drawing that shows up on a letter written by a great American novelist.
In World War I, Hemingway had volunteered to be an ambulance driver and was wounded in Italy. So he was writing home to his parents to tell about it, and there's this extremely crude little sketch of him lying down, and it says, "Me, drawn from life." He shows his 227 wounds and bandages all over his legs, and he's saying, "Give me a drink."
Other quirky artifacts, from handmade greeting cards by Ray Bradbury and Sylvia Plath to Amiri Baraka's decorated appointment book, offer an alternate route inside the minds of literary giants. On view, for example, are drawings Lewis Carroll made as prototypes for his novel Sylvie and Bruno.
Lewis Carroll kind of fancied himself an artist, but when he wrote Alice in Wonderland, he knew or was convinced that he needed somebody who was a good professional illustrator, and so he began to work with John Tenniel on those.
Henry Furness was hired to illustrate Sylvie and Bruno. The drawings Carroll provided him with, on display in the Lilly Show, conveyed just how definite the author's vision was.
Some of these sketches are quite elaborate. Carroll worked very closely with Furness. I mean, apparently he worked so closely that Henry Furness began to pretend he wasn't at home when Carroll came by, and later wrote in that he would never, ever work for him again.
The illustrations Furness ultimately did make for Sylvie and Bruno are also on view in Literary Sketches, which remains at the Lilly Library through September 3rd. For WFIU, I'm Yael Cassander.